Hello, everyone, and welcome back to LSEC Radio. This is your host, Teresa Banks, and it is always good to be back on the air. First off, a special hello and thank you to those of you that have dropped me emails and left me messages over the past couple of weeks. As some of you know, I have had the flu, so it is great to be back at 100%. To have my voice back in full force, and as I said earlier, to be back here with you on live internet radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, today I am talking about New Year's resolutions. And I have to tell you, I cannot believe that we are just a few days away from 2013. I don't know where 2012 went. It seems like it went so fast. And I have a confession to make in that I have a 2012 resolution that I actually need to roll over into 2013. And I'll tell you what my three top New Year's resolutions are later in this program. But I have to tell you, this year has flown by. I can actually still remember where I was December 31st, 2011. I remember being at a fundraiser. It was held at a spot in the Indiana area called The Venue. And those of you familiar with it know that that's within the Horseshoe Casino. They passed out party favors, and we had a wonderful time having dinner at this event. We also were out and about just dancing, gambling, of course, there at the casino, and drinking a little bit. I'm not a huge drinker. I think this past year I probably had about three or four drinks, with my first drink being just a sip on that New Year's Eve day, and then just a little wine, a little red wine throughout the year. But at any rate, I can remember being there, making my New Year's resolutions a couple of days prior, ringing in 2012, and here we are back doing it again to ring in 2013. And, you know, in regards to New Year's resolutions, I really think that there's three things that one needs to do in order to really accomplish their New Year's resolutions. And this is what I'm going to attempt to do myself in 2013, so that hopefully I won't have any more rollovers like I have heading into this upcoming year. So the very first thing that I want to talk about is that obviously we need to set a New Year's resolution. Now, I realize there are those of you that are out there that believe, why set them? You're just going to break them, or it's kind of silly. Why go through the whole thing? Just do your tasks and get them done. Put them on your planner, put them in your BlackBerry, whatever. But I'm one that thinks when you set your goals, it just gives you something kind of to look forward to and that little extra push. And maybe you'll tell a few people about what you actually set to help yourself be a little bit more committed in actually doing that goal. But I'm one who really thinks that it's pretty cool and it's a lot of fun to go ahead and set your goals. So I love to set them, and I know people have various types of goals that they like to set, anywhere from trying to save more money to maybe going back to school to perhaps having been off work a long time to decide that 2013 will be the year that you are going to absolutely land that brand new job, to maybe saying that'll be your year to get married or have children or whatever. Regardless of what it is for you, set your goal. And then number two, I think in regards to New Year's resolutions, you need to make a plan to succeed. You know, we set these goals and we have in our head, this is what we're going to do, but then we don't have step by step laid out, here's exactly how we're going to do it. Like, let's say, for example, that you've decided you're going to return to school. Well, how are you going to do that, especially in regards to paying for it, the tuition, and the books? So you need to sit down after you've set your goal, and with this item of number two, figure out how you are going to do this New Year's resolution so that you can actually make it happen. And if it's something that you can't do by yourself, like if your New Year's resolution is to find a new job and you need people to help you look, I mean, get the people, get the resources, get the company, get the business, get the recruiter, whomever, whatever you need to do. Set up the proper plan so that you can make things happen. And then the third item has to be to actually execute your plan. Now, this is one that I think can be a doozy, if you don't mind me using that word, because we will set up these different things we want to do as our New Year's resolutions, and then we'll plan them all out, and we'll say, you know, here is exactly how we're going to accomplish it. And then here now with number three, when it's time to make good on our word or make good on our promise to ourselves, is where we sometimes fall short. So you need to figure out how you are going to actually execute what you set up as your New Year's resolution, and make sure that you're executing it in a way where you can be successful and not set yourself up from the start for failure, okay? Now, in kind of going over these one, two, three items, I want you to listen to three things that I've set as my New Year's resolutions, and then how I'm going to accomplish them based on what I just said here with this one, two, three plan of mine. So my first New Year's resolution, which is a carryover, if I were honest, I would say not only from 2012, but probably 2011 too. But my very first New Year's resolution is to lose weight. Now, I don't want a whole bunch of emails right away or phone calls right away, but I am certain I'm not the only one. And there's something about this lose weight thing where you kind of teeter-totter. I mean, maybe you'll lose a few pounds the first start of the year, and then you'll lose your motivation. But I have done my number one with this thing. I have set my goal of losing weight. And then my number two in planning to be successful, I intend on watching The Biggest Loser. I know that the season is going to start the first weekend in January, so I can't wait. And so I am really looking forward to it. And also, as a part of my planning, I have purchased some CDs that were put together, or not CDs, excuse me, DVDs. Sometimes my brain gets the two mixed up. DVDs that were put together by trainer Jillian Michaels. And I also happen to know that she will be back on The Biggest Loser starting January. So I have my plan together to watch her show and the other trainers that will be on the show and to check out her tapes. And then in order to execute my plan, I intend on working out every day after work. Now, every day won't be intense, maybe 3 to 4 times a day. Excuse me, that would be extensive, right? 3 to 4 times a week would be the times where I would really pour my sweat into it. And then the other days would just be something like yoga or just, you know, simple stretching, more into flexibility, meditation, breathing, that type of thing. And on top of that, in executing my plan, I, of course, want to eat right. So when I go to the grocery store, I want to stop purchasing various types of chips and chocolate, which have been my two personal favorites lately when I go to the store. I want to purchase more fruits and many more vegetables. And being a vegetarian now, that should be easier for me, right, to do. So that's my 1, 2, 3 for that particular New Year's resolution. And then my next New Year's resolution is to first finish book number 5. And then the second thing, in order to plan to be successful for that, I've already written it. So I'm ready. I have that one planned out and ready to go. And then with number 3 and executing, my plan, I need to edit the work and send it in to be printed. So I'm ready for that one. I think I can get that one done. At least that's the intended goal. And I'm going to try to even shoot for like a March time frame. Is that ambitious or what? And then my last New Year's resolution is to sell some jewelry. Now, this is a whole new venture for me. I'm used to selling books and talking with people about how they can get into selling their own books and publishing, and I've done this for now over 10 years. But after taking some jewelry making classes, I think I'd like to sell some of the different pieces that I made. So my last New Year's resolution is to sell some jewelry, and my plan on being successful to that is to continue to build up my stock in making earrings and making necklaces and making bracelets and in making sets that include some combination of those three. And then to execute my plan, I want to check out different events that are going on, different festivals within the Chicagoland area, and actually get a vendor table and to set up shop, if you will, and to sell my jewelry. So we'll see how that goes. So I'll have to keep you posted during the year of 2013 on how those three New Year's resolutions of mine are going, and I hope that you will, number one, set your New Year's resolutions. Number two, plan to succeed. And then number three, execute your plan. Now, before I leave you today, I want to talk just a little bit about New Year's. You know, we have gone through an entire year, and as we watch the news and we hear about the good, the bad, and the ugly that has happened during this whole year, it's just been tremendous. I mean, anywhere from the Newtown shootings to the 500 now homicides in the Chicagoland area to the death of various celebrities, including Whitney Houston, to the celebrations of different things that have happened, anywhere from the births of babies on 12-12-12. We've kind of heard it all. And so what I'd like all of you to do is to try to head into the new year with your brand new New Year's resolutions on a positive note and to see how can you do things to try and improve our world, improve the lives of our children, improve the lives of your family, your friends, improve your own life. What can you do to set forth this positive energy heading into the brand new year? Because our world is so troubled. There's so many different things that are going on that truly should not be. So hopefully if we head into next year with a brighter insight and better reasoning into what we're doing, it will truly make a difference. So with that said, I would like to prepare to wrap up this show. It won't be one of my longer shows that I've done. I wanted to just step in here and do an impromptu show and wrap things up and close off the year. And I will certainly put together some brand new shows heading into next year. But before I go, I want to remind you to drop me an email at any time. My email address is mailtobanks@aol.com. And it is spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at aol.com. And I'm sorry for that little short music interlude in there. I pressed a little button here in error. So let me say that email address again. It's mailtobanks@aol.com, spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at aol.com. And then don't forget to become a friend or a follower of the show. And I want to thank those of you that have done so already. You can do so by going to my direct internet radio website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Ellasec, with Ellasec being spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C. And then just a reminder to those of you that do not have copies of all four of my books, they are out there on Amazon.com. And the titles are Woman of Integrity, Becoming a Published Author, Barrenhood, and Surviving a Layoff. And I have some great news for you. In 2013, two of my classes that I've been teaching at South Suburban College called Becoming a Published Author and Surviving a Layoff, I am looking to do as online classes. So those of you that have said, hey, I'm not in the Chicagoland area, I'd love to take a class, but I can't get there in South Holland, you will be able to sign up online. And then as a quick side note, if you yourself are interested in setting up your own Blog Talk radio program, and you are in the Chicagoland area, I will be speaking on that subject matter at the South Suburban College Women's Conference on March 15th, 2013. So be sure to drop me an email to find out more details about that. So my friends, my family, my supporters, with that said, I want to again wish all of you a very happy, happy new year. And I know it's not 12:31, but I'm going to do a quick countdown anyway, starting from 10, as if it is the brand new year. So let's just pretend for a second it's New Year's Eve. It's right before the clock is going to strike over, and we're doing our countdown. And we are just excited. We are cheering. We're hearing like a crowd. Can I say that again? That is a wrap for 2012. Take care, all.